This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, by way of Southern California this morning, of course, broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch, you are keeping America rolling along. We salute you and we appreciate each and every one of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling all the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find the Captain on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And this morning, of course, we have a temporary call in line. As you heard, I'm broadcasting via the West Coast this morning. We do have a temporary call in line. If you have a question, you'd like to call in and opine or make a comment about the day's news and so forth, it's 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Please don't call the 1-877-969-8600 number this morning, but please do dial 949-629-3212, and we'll be happy to take your call on the air. And of course, at this time of the intro, folks, as you know, Captain Matt, at the top of every hour, we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and I invite everybody, wherever you are right now, to recite it along with me. Ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, as Captain Matt always emphasizes, we say don't forget about those two words, folks, under God, because our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, in the first hour of the program, of course, we were talking with Captain Matt Bruce, and we talked a little bit about politics. We talked a little bit about DeSantis and Trump and some of these new poll numbers. Well, one of the things, of course, that we've heard about some of these comments about Ron DeSantis, especially from other GOP candidates, which, again, I think it bears emphasizing, in last hour we were talking with Captain Matt, there is a new survey out in California, and it finds that President Trump is leading once again over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. They're getting Trump is getting, I think, leads over Ron DeSantis. But here's the thing: 12 other Republicans that were part of this survey, which would have included Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and so forth, nobody's getting more than 4%, at least in this California survey. 13% of those people that were polled said they wanted somebody else or they were undecided. So this is really big, only because, again, it means that Ron DeSantis is the primary challenger, of course, right now to Donald Trump. Now, Ron DeSantis was on Fox and Friends earlier, and he was asked a very important question, and that is this idea that people say, well, what differentiates you from Donald Trump? Why should people vote for you now as opposed to maybe waiting for another election cycle and then coming out and running for president? I think he had a pretty good response to that. Let's listen to what Governor DeSantis had to say.
And the first comment I hear over and over again is, why doesn't Ron DeSantis wait for President Trump's second term and then run? And what is your best answer to that? Why is right now the time for Ron DeSantis to run for president?
Because everyone knows if I'm the nominee, I will beat Biden and I will serve two terms and I will be able to destroy leftism in this country and leave woke ideology on the dustbin of history. At the end of the day, I've shown in Florida an ability to win huge swaths of voters that Republicans typically can't win while also delivering the boldest agenda anywhere in the country. And I think there's a reason why the legacy media is attacking me more than they're attacking anybody else, because I think they realize that if I'm successful in winning the Republican nomination, we're going to bring it home in the general election. And I pledge to Republican voters, if you nominate me, I will be taking the oath of office on January 20th, 2025, on the west side of the Capitol. No excuses, excuses about why we can't get it done. We need to get it done, and I will get it done.
So there's Ron DeSantis, of course, and very, very confident, very bold. And yes, he was able to go out and lasso some different voters. Perhaps the GOP thought it might not be able to do. He's very right about that. And by the same token, though, President Trump can come back and say, well, I got elected primarily because I was able to go out and lasso other voters, because back during the campaign, remember, he said things like, why don't you take a chance on this? What have you got to lose? So pretty evenly matched in that regard. So it is going to be a very, very interesting next few months. That's the understatement of the year, I think. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in your radio dial on this Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere, because there is so much more to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, 2 to 6 Eastern.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Jeff. And folks, we are continuing to roll along here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. And, of course, we heard from Captain Matt in the first hour of the program. We'll hear again from him tomorrow morning at about the same time, of course. And he gave a great update on his condition. He's getting better. He's getting stronger. And he is, again, very appreciative of all of the outpouring, all of the well wishes, and all the prayers for a speedy recovery, and I know very much so that he appreciates that. All right, folks. Well, as we come back into this portion of the program, I want to tell everybody about the good people at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. And, of course, this is about Mike Lindell. That's his great company. And the captain, of course, always tells people about the great products and the great people at MyPillow.com. Whether it's the MyPillow 2.0 or the Giza sheets, you got the slippers and the unbelievable towel sets. I use the towel sets every day. I use the towel every day. I don't want to ever get a different kind of towel other than a MyPillow towel. I'm not just saying that. This is really the best towel you're ever going to get, so I can absolutely vouch for that. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check out all the great deals that they have. And right now, they've got the Memorial Day mattress sale going on, and that means that if you're going to buy a mattress from MyPillow, you use your promo code CAPTAIN, you get an additional $100 off. That's really significant, so you definitely want to check out MyPillow.com. That offer ends May 31st, so you still have plenty of time to do that. So go check them out, MyPillow.com. And also right now you can save 50% on the MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets. They're as low as $29.98 with your promo code. Slippers, sandals, slides, also as low as $19.95 with your promo code. And It's really, you can get some great deals, folks. So definitely check them out. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. It's easy to remember, promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need in order to unlock the savings. And if you'd like to call a real person, you can do that too. They've got you set up. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code CAPTAIN. We'll see you over there. All right. Okay, so now, right when we went to the break, we were talking about Ron DeSantis and how he was differentiating himself from President Trump. And this is going to be, as I said, very interesting next few months. But here's the thing. Now, something Ron DeSantis said brought me into the segue here for this segment. And that is, he says, I can beat Joe Biden. Well, I'm sure that he probably could. But here's the question. Here's the question, my friends. In fact, this is my question to you, the listeners. And if you want to call up at 949-3212, 949-629-3212. That's our temporary call-in line right now. Because again, I'm broadcasting over here on the West Coast. And, I'd like to know your opinion. Is Joe Biden going to be the nominee? Now, I'm not talking about some horrible thing befalling him. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about whether or not the Democrat Party elite are going to decide that they want to cut their losses, because they're looking at this election shaping up. I think they wanted it to be, they certainly on the Democrat side, they want it to be Trump versus Biden to some extent, because they believe that they already have the game plan. They believe they already have it sort of set up that it can be the grudge match, and they'll still have Biden to be, he'll still be in the basement at the White House, right? He'll be in a basement. It'll just be at the White House at this point. I'm just joking, of course, but he will stay in the Rose Garden. If you talked about the Rose Garden strategy. So he's not going to go out there and be a big campaign machine. But here's the thing. There was a Fox News poll out, a Fox News poll that showed that 48% of people thought that Biden's policies were hurting them. Okay, so that's significant, 48%. 20% say that the policies are helping them. No difference in the no difference category. Nothing has changed for my life at all with Biden being in the White House. 31%. No difference. Well, even so, these are devastating numbers. Remember the other day when there was, 66% of the people said that Biden's reelection would be a disaster for the country? And even Jake Tapper over at CNN had to say, these are horrible numbers for Joe Biden. Yeah, well, you think they're horrible numbers? They are horrible numbers. But these numbers are also incredibly horrible. 48% of the people think that your policies are hurting them. Now, pray tell, where are the people that are believing the messaging about the debt deal? Well, you know, we can't cut spending even a tiny little teensy weensy bit, because if we do that, it's going to be an incredible catastrophe. It'll be an Armageddon as though you've never seen, right? It'll be just a wasteland, right? Like in that Batman versus Superman movie, where it was just Batman has this horrible vision of the wasteland that's become everything. I guess it's going to be something like that, right? With marauding, but it's going to be Mad Max. Okay, let's just say that it's going to be Mad Max if you cut any spending, but obviously that won't be. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Will Joe Biden be able to be the nominee, especially when he's got these dismal kinds of numbers? Even the captain mentioned that he had terrible poll numbers right now. Well, listen to Steve Forbes. He was being interviewed on Fox, I believe, and he said this, and it's pretty significant because right now it may just be a whisper, but eventually it's perhaps could grow into a chorus. Let's listen in.
And I think that's why next year Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party nominee.
Whoa. You're on record.
On record. Because the economy, yeah, they can sweep the Hunter stuff away, but that has a stench out there. So you have a poor economy, you have a president people feel is not up to the job anymore, certainly not for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the scenario is going to be, but they cannot have him running in November of 2000.
Okay, well, so that's pretty, right to the point, isn't it?
And it, by the way, he's referencing that his comment is in reference to those poll numbers I was just telling you about the 48% of people saying that the policies are hurting them or hurting them. So that's pretty bold. So there you have Steve Forbes making that prediction. So is that going to start to grow? In intensity. And I do think that the Democrat Party elite certainly want to, they're monitoring this basically every day. There's just no doubt about that. Originally, I thought it was going to be Gavin Newsom that might be sort of the knight in shining armor they were going to bring in. But Gavin Newsom has had some pretty bad problems of late, especially having to redo the budget for the state of California because it was such a billions of dollars of shortfall, a gap in the budget. So he can't really go tout a success story, even with the messaging. See, that's the thing. It's incredible to watch, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes this messaging that the Democrat Party is so good at that it actually does not follow through because, people can hear this just so much, right? And before they really start saying, all right, you lost me at, we're protecting everything in this economy and it's all good. And if it wasn't for these MAGA Republicans, who just want to crash the economy and cause a recession, and on it goes. And people realize that. They understand it. They realize that the economy is not going well. Inflation remains incredibly high. The interest rates are pricing people out of the ability, in many cases, to go get their home equity loans. Interest rates are pricing other property owners out of the market, in the sense that their loans change. And sometimes their loan-to-value ratios change. And they have to make all this stuff up. So if you're an investor and you've got money in a REIT or this kind of thing, and then suddenly they're asking you for money because they have to keep these properties operating, oh boy, that's not what you signed on for, is it? That's not what you signed on for at all. You signed on to get a remittance. that's the whole point. Your money's supposed to be working for you. But now these things change, and it gets a lot more dicey out there. And so that means that other things will change. But the idea, of course, inflation remaining high. When we come back, I've got a story for you as well about whether or not people are going to be out there spending as we go through the next through the summer months. It's not good. So, folks, I want to hear from you. 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Want to hear from you here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll along through the nighttime hours. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today, remembering all those who made the ultimate sacrifice serving our country.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
Biden said we must never forget what the rows and rows of marble markers at Arlington represent. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. President said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while avoiding a default. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection in Robert Bauer's capital murder case wrapped up last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, you are. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we stroll across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And again, the temporary call-in number is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. 3212 if you'd like to call in and opine to the program. And, right before we get to the next topic here, I do want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. You know, at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, you know, their podiatrists offer effective individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. And their board-certified podiatrists have a broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. See, that's the whole point. If they're listening to you and they're constructing this, it's not one size fits all. They are doing this, of course, based on all of the relevant information for you. And, of course, their wound care is also second to none. And I know the captain has experience with them as well. So you can trust him, folks. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, you know, their patients are their first priority there. And so they strive, of course, to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available, and that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them and find out more about them at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, www.thirdwatch.com. All right. So, as I mentioned right before we went to the break, you know, there's more going on about inflation. Well, this from CNBC. This caught my eye earlier because one of the things I love to do, I love to go out to eat. I love to visit my favorite restaurants. You know, if you're like me, you probably become a regular at places. And when you walk in the door, and they already kind of know, you know, what you like. Or, you know, sometimes you know you're a regular, right? When you go in, you sit down, and somebody comes over and says, "You can have your usual." Every once in a while, I mix it up. I say, no, I'm going to do something different. And the look on their face is always priceless. But sometimes I'm a creature of habit, of course, when it comes to that. A lot of us are, of course. But it's always fun to go out to dinner with the family or your friends or whomever. It's just kind of a thing that we do, right? And especially, you know, all over the place, where people love to do this. But this from CNBC, restaurants expect strong sales this summer. But here's the twist. Consumers aren't so sure. Okay. The article starts off, warmer weather usually boosts restaurant sales, but diners may hold back for the second straight summer as inflation weighs on consumers' minds and wallets. No doubt about that, right? I think operators are still hopeful for a good summer boon in foot traffic and sales, but I think on the consumer side, they're more hesitant, says Hui Du, a research and insights manager at market research firm Data Central. Last year, consumers pulled back on their restaurant visits in May, June, and July amid inflation concerns. In addition to higher restaurant bills, diners were also paying more at the gas pump and in grocery stores. Well, guess what? It's a repeat. This time around, to repeat, it's the same as it was last year, only a little bit worse, right? Only a little bit worse. Salad chain Sweetgreen said its sales slowed after Memorial Day and blamed the trend on a range of factors, including erratic returns to offices and surging summer travel. Chipotle told investors that its sales decelerated starting in late May, citing the broader economy, its new workforce, and return to normal seasonal fluctuations in college towns. And Shake Shack said its June sales disappointed as lower income consumers visited less frequently. Restaurants sales snapped back in August. Again, they believe they're talking about how things went last time around, which Black Box Intelligence attributed to higher consumer confidence levels as gas prices fell. Inflation may be easing this year, and I'll put a parenthesis there, somewhat, but it's still incredibly high, and interest rates aren't finished with that yet. And that's going to also continue with a lot of perception of how the economy is going. That's another story. But it says inflation may be easing this year, but prices are still rising. Well, that seems like that's not easing. It seems like it's still going up. Adding to worries about regional bank failures, a potential recession before the year end, U.S. consumer sentiment fell to a six-month low in May, fueled by concerns about the debt limit standoff, according to the University of Michigan Consumer Survey. Roughly a third of consumers surveyed by Data Central plan to dine out less over the next month, and about half plan to maintain their current restaurant spending habits. Well, folks, you know, when I do go out to lunch, or if I do go out to a restaurant, I have, in my area of California, I have noticed that the places that you would go where you sort of have this internal time clock going to say, you know, if I don't get there by, you know, 12:15, or if I don't get there by 11:45, or if I get there at 1 o'clock, it'll be fine. All that's, at least to me, this is just anecdotal, that's all kind of gone out the window now. Because it's never really crowded. It just never really is. Now, I know people have different options and this kind of stuff, but when you look at the menus, I'm not trashing the restaurants, because their costs have gone up. Why have their costs gone up altogether now? Because the fuel prices have gone up, and our trucker friends, of course, cost them a lot more to take things to the store, to the restaurants, make their deliveries, and all that gets passed on to the consumers. Not their fault. Right? They're still doing their job. They're doing it quite well, as a matter of fact. But the price of fuel, and this all goes back, you know, get in the way back machine. It's not that far way back. Just go back to January of 2021. Biden says, you know, he's going to start making good on his promises to get rid of oil and get rid of all the stuff and get rid of the Keystone Pipeline, and we're not going to drill anymore and all this kind of thing. And what do you expect was going to happen? What do you think was going to happen as a result of all that? Well, here we are, right? It still costs way too much to go out to eat. And that's just the long and the short of it. Places aren't crowded because of that. I mean, as the prices go up on the menu and it becomes, well, $45-$50 lunch for two people at a casual dining restaurant, you know, I mean, you know, you can skirt under that, I'm sure, but it adds up. You know, you're certainly not going to go there two or three times a week. You know, that's a good chunk of change. It's just that simple. Meanwhile, of course, we're also finding out about this, too. Americans are not paying off their credit card debt. This from MarketWatch. The first quarter, credit card balances hit $986 billion in the fourth quarter last year and remained largely unchanged in the first quarter of this year, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said in its most recent quarterly report on household debt. It looks increasingly like the credit card debt is on track to hit the $1 trillion mark this year, and experts say that this number could be an indicator of looming economic downturn. Say it ain't so, right? But there's got to be an end point, right? There's got to be. There's a breaking point with all of this. This is what I'm getting at. There's a breaking point. And consumers, because, number one, they're not going to go out and spend at restaurants or other disposable income type things, right, on the whole. Because why? Because their credit cards are run up. And I'm sure they're paying larger monthly payments on their credit cards. And why are their credit cards run up? Because they wanted to maintain spending. And so others, of course, probably pulled back early on and may not have this particular problem. But others, of course, did maintain their spending levels and lifestyle levels by using their credit cards. And that's exactly what was going on. So credit card balances could hit $986 billion in the fourth quarter, on track to hit a $1 trillion mark this year. And the experts would say it could be an indicator of economic downturn. This has raised eyebrows among some observers because people typically pay off their debts from the holiday season in the first quarter of the year. That did not happen this year. It says this was the first time credit card debt did not make its customary dip between the fourth and first quarter since the end of 2000 and the beginning of 2001, New York Fed researchers said. That was a recession marked by the end of the dot-com bubble. So, as you can see, folks, you know, people are loaded up. That's why this is one of the reasons why they understand this debt limit thing. They understand it. They understand that it costs a lot to have debt, and the debt can rule over you. They don't want our country ruled over by debt. So I hope politicians are listening. Some of them were. So we got that going for us at the least. All right, folks, the Captain's America rolls on. Coming up with the next Trucker Highway and Byway Report, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll across your radio dial here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. And don't forget, our temporary call-in line is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Taking care of business there. A little Bachman-Turner overdrive bringing us back into this fourth segment of the hour. And, of course, if it is the fourth segment of the hour and it's 2:45 or 3:45 in the morning, you know what that means? It means it is time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we find out all about the weather facing our trucker friends and our driver friends and our RVing friends all across these United States, these lower 48 right now. And so we definitely want to tell you about what's happening up near Reno. We've got an aerial flood watch going on up there, and this is going to be in effect through Tuesday evening. You want to be aware of this because you could have flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall that can be possible there. So, again, this is right in the Reno area, especially as you go over the border over towards Truckee on the California side. Then up 395 up towards Susan. You've got this aerial flood watch in effect as well. And then heading down south from the Reno area down through Marketville, Bridgeport, Mammoth Lakes, just north of Bishop along 395, you've got that same warning. And then over towards Hawthorne, and Mina,
That's in on the Nevada side. You want to be careful there as well. Down in New Mexico, we do have a fire weather watch going on. This is a warm, dry air mass continues to sit across the southwest U.S. And on Wednesday, approaching an upper-level storm will give breezy afternoon winds in that area. So if you get low humidity and you get winds, you've got a recipe there. So just be aware of that. Then also, let's see here. We got right in West Virginia near Huntington. This is near Charleston as well. Looks like we got areas of dense fog that are going to be there overnight. This popped on the map since last hour, so I want to tell you about that. Fog with visibility below a half a mile at times will require lower speeds, greater distances between vehicles. You know the drill on that. Don't assume the road ahead is unobstructed. Use your low beam headlights as well and allow more time to reach your destination safely. Conditions, they say, should start to improve within a couple of hours after sunrise. So now this is going to be in the Huntington area, also Charleston. Again, this is in West Virginia, down towards Beckley and Welch, then up towards Sutton and over towards Marlington, and then a little north of Huntington up towards Evergreen and Pomeroy. So definitely want to be aware of that. And, of course, if you're in the Charleston area, that is looks like I-64 and I-77. So definitely be aware of that. Be very careful. When that fog starts up, yeah, definitely slow down. Or if it's not a lot of visibility, you may even want to pull on over for a while or get to safety. Don't just pull over anywhere, but get to safety and make sure that you're out of harm's way there. All right, still up in Minnesota this morning at this hour. We continue to see lots of rain. This is going to be in the Willmar area, Montevideo up near Morris, this, of course, also down through Springfield and Worthington. Along I-90, that's where that is, near Worthington, this in Minnesota, so be careful there. Then down in Nebraska right now, near Columbus, you definitely have some moderate rain bands going in that area right now. This is U.S. Highway 30 in that area, so be careful there. It's going to go all the way down through I-80, go south of I-80 towards Geneva. This is going to be almost a direct line from Columbus all the way down through York and down towards Geneva. Now, west of there, over towards Hastings, you've got rain all the way down through Red Cloud and then over to Alma. And then over towards Stockville, you've got all kinds of rain. And that's going to dip down with some heavy and moderate rain bands down into the state of Kansas, down near Stockton and Hays and Russell. And this is going to be in the I-70 area. Definitely coming across the interstate in that area. If you're in the Waukenie, Hays, or Russell area right now, that's where you're going to see that rain coming across the interstate. That's what we're seeing right there. That's significant on the map. And rounding it out, since last hour, we told you about the rain just north of Reading. That seems to be dissipating in the Mount Shasta area. It's a little less than it was last hour, but still there on Interstate 5 in the Mount Shasta area. So do be careful in that area, of course. And, of course, don't forget, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can find out more about them by simply going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function, and you can plan your trip accordingly, especially if you're in an RV. They've got an entire RV locations list that you can find out about in their RV section, and simply go there, check it out, and you'll find out about great things they have to offer, like RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps as well. So as you're seeing America, and as you're going through the maybe seeing those national parks, or traveling around and taking your RV out, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are going to be your oasis out there on the road, just like it is for our trucker friends and our driver friends as well. And right now, of course, you want to check them out to find out about the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You want to check them out, and that way you can start earning points. You can also start getting great offers as well. My Rewards Plus app. go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. I think we got Denise Simon holding on the line there. Denise, good morning. Good morning, Denise. I think we have a little issue there with Denise. And Denise, if you can hear me, please do call back on the alternate line, and we'll pick you up there. We have a similar issue, so I'm not exactly sure why that's occurring on that particular phone connection, but we'll find out. But that's live radio, folks. That's exactly what happens on live radio when we have things like that happen. But we just roll with it, and we keep going forward. So once again, folks, pilotflyingj.com. Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, they're the ones that you definitely want to check out because they, again, want to be your oasis out there on the road, and they will be able to help you. All right. So once again, pilotflyingj.com. And, you know, folks, it is interesting that, again, we have the these things going on between Ron DeSantis and also between Donald Trump. I think you have many in the media that want to make it a grudge match, and that's exactly what they want to do. But they want to gin all that up. And a lot of times I feel that, you know, first of all, there's enough between these two candidates already that can be simply exacerbated by the media. And I think that that's a trap that they need to be careful not to fall into. Because again, you know, what it does is it takes away the unity that the GOP is really going to need to have, because if they tear each other up way, way, way too much, then it's just more ammunition. But at the same time, by the same token, they have to still be able to sharpen their claws. They still have to be able to get good at these primary debates and so forth, because otherwise they go into the general election, and then it's really, really, you know, school is then in session for real at that point. That's why the primaries are always so important. It's actually better to have some primary, lack of a better term, fights. It's actually better to have some fights than it is to simply be declared, you are the nominee. There's nothing more to do now. It's all going to be fine. That's not the best in the world, because otherwise, you know, you can go in and you won't have that ability to be able to be ready for it. All right, I do think we have Denise Simon on the line right now. Denise, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. All right, good. All right, we are adapting and overcoming all over the place tonight. So thank you so much. Thanks for your patience. You're clear as a bell. You're clear as a bell, so that's good. But welcome to the program. Yeah. I know we just have a limited. Yeah, but welcome. And by the way, folks, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we just have a limited time on this side of the break because here comes the music. But Denise, when we come back, want to hear what you think about Trump and DeSantis polling pretty close in the state of Florida.
Well, you know, that kind of tells me that, you know, the people in Florida, you know, love DeSantis. And, you know, they want him to stay as governor.
That's right. Yeah, well, hold that thought, Denise. We're coming right out to break. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Coming up right after this, Captain's America rolls.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.